Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Ray Hager, Amy Tarkanian, and I speak with Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore and State Senator James Settlemyer on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Michelle Fiore. She represents Assembly District 4. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's always fun being with you, Sam.
I have to ask you a question about your attitude. Does it all come from being raised in Brooklyn, New York? Is that where you learned this attitude?
You know, I guess. I just think that you should be honest. And I think sometimes people get attitude confused with honesty and directness because a lot of people work so diligently being politically correct. And I work so diligent being politically incorrect because I think that people of Nevada and all over our country are tired of it.
Let me ask you on a more serious note, medical marijuana, people are still not able to purchase, as we're recording this, medical marijuana. Is this driving you crazy?
It's driving me crazy. 13 years ago, we passed this legislation, and it took the 77th session, it took my one vote to actually get it passed. The thing that drives me crazy is the legislators, the folks that our voters elected, they elected us to come up and do a job. They said, this is what we want. And these legislators, for some reason, think that they know better than the people that put them in the office. They're not listening to the people. The people voted on it. The people wanted it. And we're just obstructing it.
Do you think recreational marijuana is going to pass, as Tig Sagerblum thinks?
It's going to pass because the people want it. Whether a select group doesn't want it, people smoke pot, period. They get high, and we're not going to stop it. So when we come to grips with that, you want to go get high? Get high.
Speaking of political correctness or political incorrectness, there were a number of situations that took place over this last session, such as the Democrats who put that video together when you were on the floor saying, sit your beep down. And you didn't back down from that. You actually found that humorous and replayed it over and over and over. Yeah. And then you never backed down from the Confederate flag situation. Nope. In fact, I think you even posted that on Twitter. And then my question, though, is did you ever receive your horn and did you place it on your truck finally?
Oh, yes. So, yeah. The horn's on my truck, and it sounds fabulous. The video's on Facebook. And You know, I just don't think that I see too many people backing down when you do something and the public goes, oh, you shouldn't have done that. And then all of a sudden you did it. You wanted to do it. And then all of a sudden you have to be this political correct. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I should apologize because maybe I offended someone. Too bad. If I offend someone, that's my First Amendment right.
Do you find the more you kick and scream, then the more support you get? Or
yep.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, people that vote for these politicians want you to fight. They're tired of these rollover politicians that obey and do what they're told and, you know, with the governor patting them on the head and, oh, you're going to do this. And then they just go with the flow. I'm sorry. I'm not going to vote for a politician that obeys.
Is that what happened this last session, Michelle? Because there was a Republican majority in the Senate, Republican majority in the Assembly. And what did we get out of it? We got the largest tax increase in state history, $1.4 billion. Why did that happen with all these Republicans?
Because it was unexpected that we were going to take both houses. So you have to understand, a year and a half before the Republicans took both houses, our governor and all of his men were working with the Democrat. We're working with Speaker Kirkpatrick for this tax package, knowing full well in their minds that we weren't going to have the majority. So when we had the majority, November 4th, that night when we had the majority, it was up to our governor to basically grow a set, scrap the budget that he worked on for a year and a half, get a big fat eraser out and redo it. But instead, he took the easy way out. He convinced quite a few rhinos to vote for what he had. We had 15 solid people not voting for that tax. He took, I call it the billion-dollar lunch. He took a few of our conservatives. He picked them off. Good little boys, vote for my taxes, and bam. And guess what's happening right now? He's fundraising for him for the next race. So that's how it goes.
Okay. Well, the next step into this is, you know, the We Decide Coalition has submitted a referendum to the state asking for an up or down vote in 2016 on this legislative bill that gave us the $1.4 billion increase of new and extended taxes. What do you think? Number one, will this get on the ballot? Number two, if it does, what's going to happen?
The same thing that happened when 4-1, all the voters voted no. So the voters verbally said, no, we're sick and tired of taxes. Stop spending our money. But our governor and a few select group of Republicans thought they knew better than the voters. They stuffed this down our throat, and now we have to fight. We have to fight, and we're going to fight with the people to get it off. I mean, you look at it, it's the most ridiculous bill. It's the most ridiculous tax increase. There's 27 different rates. That does not go with our Nevada state constitution with equal and one rate increase. So, you know, it's a totally gerrymandered tax package that is ridiculous.
Would you have voted for it if it did not have this gross receipts tax element
in it? Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay, so Michelle, the governor is already out saying, well, you know, if this gets turned down, then, you know, what do you want to cut? Full-day kindergarten, aid to autistic children? There's a litany of things. What's your response to him when he says that?
Well, first of all, what we need to do is start living off of our own Nevada state resources. A lot of folks will not fight to do that. We have solar projects that our money is going to Washington. We have a lot of projects. 84% of our land, it goes back to 84% of our land here in Nevada. All of the money goes to Washington, and they give us less than 1% with a PILT, payment in lieu of taxes. So we have a lot of rich resources here in Nevada. Texas, 2% federal government on. So again, if he wants money, let's start making money with our own resources, and we can have it.
Okay, but I mean, that's a long-term project. Mm-hmm. This is something in the short term.
Full-day kindergarten, I'm not okay with. We don't need to be paying for kids to eat cookies and milk, period. And so full-day kindergarten, I'm not, you know, cut it. There's a lot that we could do, so.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll answer that question. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner Addiction Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michelle Fiore. So, you know, the Republicans that were elected in the last go-around, everybody on the Republican side was excited because these were real conservatives, and then we saw what happened. And now there's lots of threats of primarying those people out of office. But my question is, where are the candidates that are going to replace those that will be more conservative and less likely to vote along with people who want to raise taxes?
Do you know, I think they're going to be coming out in the next couple weeks. So I think you'll be meeting a lot of folks, and I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised at the research that we've done with interviewing people. You know, they're just not Craigslist candidates.
Well, there's already a couple of them. We have Victoria Seaman, who is in the Assembly. She's going to run for Mark Liberelli's seat.
That's
going to
be Senator Seaman pretty soon.
And also Ben Kiekapper, there's a recall going on to replace him.
I didn't know about that.
Yes, it's taking place right now.
Well, you know, I want to get back to this Confederate flag thing, Michelle. Don't you see, though,
of course you do.
The flag is a symbol of racism?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why isn't our American flag a symbol of racism? Google the KKK, what comes up? It comes up with these hooded men that wear white hoods, despicable individuals, holding our American flag.
They're also holding the Confederate flag.
They're holding the American flag more, Ray. So what's going to happen? Someone's going to get a little bug up their tuchish, and they're going to go, well, the American flag now symbolizes racism, so we can't have it? So I ain't buying it.
Okay. Now, the Associated Press has recently reported that you have barred state health and human services inspectors from your home health care business twice now. And if you do it again, they say you're going to lose your license. So what's your side of the story on this?
Well, they came into my office while we were up in session. And as a CEO, I like
so
to
you
be
weren't there.
There. I wasn't there.
Okay.
And as a CEO, I like to be involved with audits. And understand, an obnoxious individual inspector came into my office demanding stuff from my sick mom who was just babysitting the office till I got there. And I don't really take kindly to someone being obnoxious to my mom. And my family always comes first. And if I have to throw some inspectors out of my office because their attitude needs a little adjusting, well, that's what will happen.
Well, will you allow them if they come back and want to inspect your records? Would you allow them?
Absolutely. They can come in. They can inspect the records. They can be professional. They can be great. If they're not professional, I'm not professional. So with me, you get what you see. If you're nice to me, I'm nicer. If you're mean to me, I'm meaner.
Okay. I don't mean to be mean to you, but, you know, some people are saying, Michelle, that, well, the reason that you didn't allow these people in is because you have something to hide in your books.
Yeah, wrong answer. So I've been in this business for over 13 years. They inspect yearly. They're in my office all the time. It's business as usual. I'm just fed up, and a lot of businesses are fed up with the with the Gestapo attitude. I mean, we're just not audited by the state. We're audited by unemployment. We're audited by this person. It makes me not even want to be in business. I have to just tell you, it makes me not. Nevada has become so unattractive to be in business, and this is why I'm in politics. This is what motivated me to get involved with politics, to start getting rid of the hayseeds that put regulations out there, that put fees out there, that put taxation out there on businesses that don't, that's never signed the front of a paycheck. So until we get like-minded individuals up there that understand what we do, you know, we have these, you know, Gestapo type of attitudes coming into the office, and I think more businesses need to throw them out on their tookish.
Let me ask you this. The next session is not that far away, and what concerns you that may be coming down the pike in the next session?
More taxes, because this is what concerns me. Because of their brilliant idea of implementing this $1.4 billion tax, I've been in Cheyenne, Wyoming in July for 2 weekends talking with our companies here from the state of Nevada that have moved there and have moved to Puerto Rico. So daily we are losing businesses. So guess what? Their little projections on overcharging and overfeeing, they're gone. They're like, hey, Nevada, we're out of here. So they left. So now what's going to happen? We're going to go back to next session and, oh, well, our projections that we put out there, well, they seem to have declined. So now we got to increase your taxes more. That's what's
going
to happen.
And as my husband and I are going around the state talking with other business people as well, they're learning as they read this that not only are casinos exempt from this, but liquor is exempt. Some of the mining is exempt. This is just blowing people away when you have the mom and pops who are just trying to pinch their pennies,
right,
make sure that they're succeeding, and they're finding out that there are these types of exemptions are really a huge turnoff.
It's a huge turnoff. And just like you said, the small businesses, the mom and pops, businesses like myself, they're going to come in and harass me. Is it worth being in business in Nevada? I think maybe I should be moving my business to Wyoming.
Well, we hope you don't.
We won't,
thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a real tough situation.
It is, and we appreciate you being here. Thank you. We'll look forward to you coming back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Okay. Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Enya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Enya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It's the furniture you love at a price you'll love even more. Introducing the new clearance center inside all RC Willie locations. Featuring one-of-a-kind, display models, discontinued items, and closeouts. Plus new furniture including twin mattresses for $49. Sofas are $299, and sectionals are as low as $799. You'll find clearance values all the time at RC Willie. Shop often because items change daily. If you like bargains, you'll love the new clearance center inside RC Willie.
Thanks for your help anyway.
What's wrong?
Looks like we won't have dental insurance when I retire.
What?
These guys are seeing.
It's a fact. 90% of Americans today lose their dental insurance once they retire. And Medicare just doesn't cover routine dental work. If you're without coverage or soon will be, you should give us a call. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company has affordable dental insurance to help pay for the care you need. Look, even a simple checkup can cost over $100. And other services like root canals or bridges can cost you hundreds more. But for as little as a dollar a day, we can help cover more than 300 procedures. Things like cleanings, fillings, crowns, even dentures. Plus, you can see any dentist you want. There are no networks, no deductibles, and no annual maximum. Call this number now for a free information kit with all the details about this affordable dental insurance. Don't get caught without the coverage you need. Take control of your dental health. Call now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have been recording our shows here at James Settlemyer's ranch, and now we are joined by State Senator James Settlemyer. First of all, thank you so much for allowing us to be at your ranch while all the festivities were going on over at the Corley Ranch. But what I wanted to ask you as a co-sponsor of this event was, what has this meant to you, to the party, to the region?
You know, it's been fantastic to have the opportunity. When this started out, Mr. Laxalt, Adam Paul Laxalt, sat down with me and says, as the attorney general, goes, let's try to put something together. And I said, okay, that sounds like a, you know, great thing. It's the middle of session. I can't raise funds. I can't help you in any way, shape, or form. He says, don't worry. We'll figure it out. He says, I think it's just the right thing to do. You know, my grandfather did it, and we want to borrow some of the themes from Reagan, you know, Morning in America, make it Morning in Nevada. Let's get some people together. And I said, what are you thinking, 250, 300, 400 people? He says, I think five. He says, we'll easily get 500, but I'm confident we'll get more. So we've been having an opportunity to talk about this to fellow individuals. We did a telephone town hall not this long ago. We called out everyone in the region, and by gosh, the response we got, we actually called all the people that were delegates in the state of Nevada ever. So we called Elko, Ely, and people responded. All of a sudden, magically, the tickets were gone. You know, we sold over 1,500 tickets to this event, and we could easily have sold probably 1,000 more. I'm not sure the J&T probably wanted to cook for 1,000 more. They seem a little bit busy, but it was a great event.
You know, the thing about this event that is unique is that you talk about 1,500 tickets sold, but they were relatively cheap because, what, you know, $50 a couple, $35 per person. When you go to any kind of political function with presidential candidates, you're usually talking $1,000 just to get in and 10 grand to get your picture taken with them.
Absolutely. What was really important to Mr. Laxalt and myself was to try to maintain a family environment, an opportunity for people to bring their children. And if you had a child 12 years or younger, they were allowed in for free to this event. And that was important to us to do because it should be about the family. It should be about the future because that's what politics to me really is about. It's not about trying to keep the ranch that's behind us alive for this generation. It's the next.
And as a mom of four, I actually appreciate that. And I was able to bring my entire family up to this event. And I appreciate the fact that our Attorney General has taken the leadership that he has. Now, what is this money going to be used towards specifically?
Well, specifically, we put the money together. We went out and secured some donations from different people to try to keep the price down. If this all gets said and done and we actually have money left over, then Mr. Laxalt has a pack. We had indicated I have a pack as well. And also, it's important to give back, though, to the Republican Central Committee here in Douglas County that help provide the manpower and the staff to make this happen. So that's some of the stuff we've looked at.
Let me ask you this, Senator. What has this done for Northern Nevada in terms of having this many presidential candidates on the Republican side come? Because we saw this 6 years ago when the Democrats came to Carson City when Senator Reid first got the caucus to February. Does this put Nevada and Northern Nevada on the map for the Republicans now as well?
This is an inaugural event. There's a desire to try to continue these. I definitely believe it does put us on the map. It gives us an opportunity to have these individuals, these presidential candidates, weigh in on the issues that are important to us. And that's what it's really about, to talk about the issues that are important to the West, whether it be water. I saw some of your previous interviews. You guys talked about those type of subjects. Public lands. These are the issues that are important to our constituencies. And for the first time, due to the early process that we have in the state of Nevada, they have to come here and talk to us. Because let's face it, you go back 20 years ago, we're a flyover state in many respects until the final determination, you know, when it came down to simply partisan politics, a Republican versus Democrat. Now we have the ability to weigh in the primary phase. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, you can go to your prospective caucus and weigh in.
You know, because Nevada is one of the four early states, we have a big say on who gets elected president. And the way I look at it, I think Nevada is more representative of the United States than Iowa certainly is, and certainly than South Carolina, because we have rural and urban, we have black and white, we have a big Latino population. We got every kind of voter you seem to have in the United States. And maybe if you could talk about maybe the future of the caucus or maybe sometimes a primary, but how important it is.
Oh, no, I myself had a bill trying to take us from a caucus process to a primary. And I did that because I firmly believe that we need more people selecting the leader of the free world. When we looked at the last results in the state of Nevada, we had 7% turnout. And some people think that's great. To me, it's not enough. I look at the caucus process, and I don't necessarily enjoy the fact that you have to show up at a particular time on one particular day. That disenfranchises the military. It disenfranchises people at work. These are the very people who I think need to be involved in the selection of the leader of the free world.
Okay, Senator, I got to ask you, why that primary bill failed in the legislature? Did it come down to Harry Reid making a call to Harvey Munford for him to vote against it? Was that how it lost?
Got about 10 seconds.
You know, there was unfortunately some discussions between higher-ranking individuals that didn't want the process to be changed to a primary. Some people wanted it, some people didn't. But, you know, it's just the way it goes.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for everything, State Senator James Settlemyer. Pleasure being here, and we enjoyed your hospitality.
Thank
you,
Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's the little things in life that make me smile. Spending the day with my niece. I don't use Super Polygrip for hold because my dentures fit well. Before, those little pieces would get in between my dentures and my gum, and it was uncomfortable.
Even well-fitting dentures let in food particles. Just a few dabs of Super Polygrip Free is clinically proven to seal out more food particles, so you're more comfortable and confident while you eat.
So it's not about keeping my dentures in, it's about keeping the food particles out.
Try Super Polygrip Free.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
Only from Home Solutions at Ace. Win a free leather rocker recliner just by entering our drawing. Winner will be drawn on Labor Day. And you don't have to be present to win. Of course, you don't have to wait until Labor Day for unbelievable prices. Look at what we have right now. Best Home Furnishings recliners, just $2.99. Best Home Sofas for just $8.99. And now, Home Solutions at Ace features beautiful American-made laminate flooring, starting at just $1.76 a square foot. Only at Home Solutions at Ace, the hardware store with an entire furniture center.
At Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan, you'll always find stores full of treasures, but none so valued as our customers. For a combined 78 years, we've been locally owned, and we've always enjoyed serving the needs of our communities. We have great gift ideas, cash to loan on anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Palace Jewelry and Loan in downtown Reno across from the El Dorado, and All American Jewelry and Loan across from Kmart and Sparks.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
On our next broadcast, we're joined by Assemblywoman Victoria Seaman. We'll see you then.